And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, everybody. This is Larry Grover, and I sleep on a cot on the service porch of my mother's home. I used to be a broadcast executive for a radio station in Bakersfield. Now, if that all sounds very bizarre, it's because I was created entirely by Phil Hendry, because he hates broadcast executives, I guess. That's the only way I can figure. Why else am I pulling it to Cosmopolitan Brazier ads? Now, not only was I created by Phil Hendry, but Phil Hendry's doing my voice right now. If you don't get it, just keep listening, and you probably still won't get it.
Well, the idea here is that there is still an energy crisis. Well, still, there's going to be an energy crisis. And this summer, now, Arizona, do you hear this? Arizona is expecting 20-minute rolling blackouts. So other states besides California now starting to deal with this thing. The magazine is called Progress on the Move. The editor-in-chief is Herb Sewell. He joins us from Chicago this afternoon and this evening to tell us where this all started. Because that was my big question, Herb.
Right.
Where did this start? With the energy plants not being built?
Well, the at-home use, Phil, was where it really began to, where we all began to feel the pinch.
Okay, so a lot of people using too much juice in an already overburdened grid.
In an already overburdened system. And you can pinpoint the beginnings, Phil, of the energy crisis in California and Arizona to just really a lot of the energy drain was the beginning there with a lot of women at home and a lot of time on their hands.
Well, what about business?
Well, the essential utilities for business, that's one thing, but with the improved economy, there were a lot more women at home. And the stay-at-home mom, quote-unquote, you know, they wanted to have a baby. And they wanted to be home to raise it, so, or him or her or whatever they call it, so that it, what happened, I'll tell you what happened, air conditioners running all the time while she and it were having a nap.
And well, when you say she and it,
the child, I'm trying to be as specific as I can in terms of the overburdening of electricity in homes.
All right, she and it meaning she and her child.
She and the child, yes, having a nap, electric hair dryers, pool filter, running more often because the housewife's at home with the kid in the pool, electric toothbrushes, electric hair curlers.
Is this the result of an economy that was doing well?
Oh, absolutely. Because of the strong economy, more stay-at-home moms, more husbands, not as much of a necessity.
I was going to say no more dual-income families.
Not as many. More and more housewives at home watching television. And all of the more and more housewives at home listening to CD players. You know, the City of Angels soundtrack, You've Got Mail.
Why do you specify, I'm interested, you referred to the kid as it, and you referred to the women listening to You Got Mail. What, it almost sounds personal.
It was for me at a time in my life when I had a, quote, woman, end quote, in my life, who was using a lot of this electricity, and it was a domestic problem for me. So at this juncture, I can see this more clearly. But when you have these stay-at-home mothers, the electric garage door is going up and down as they're coming home from the market with another bottle of vodka, or the electric can opener.
See, there you go again, with another bottle of vodka. It was this a wife of yours, or?
This is not really a personal thing for me, Phil. It does strike and resonate personally with me because I had a marriage that went in that direction, yes. And I can tell you, when you come home and she says to you, we're pregnant, and this is something that women love to say to men, we're pregnant, you want to bury your head in your hands because you know you have a large utility bill.
All right, Herb Sewell with us from Progress on the Move. Stay-at-home women, stay-at-home mothers, using up a lot of juice. That has strained the electrical grid as we enter the summer months for both California, Arizona, all the other states that are now beginning to experience these problems, these so-called rolling blackouts. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Electric toothbrushes, hair curlers, a pool filter going, electric hair dryers going, at-home CD players, You said the garage door going up and down as they're coming home from the market with another bottle of vodka.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. If we could eliminate the editorial comment, you know what I'm saying?
All right. But electric can openers, for instance, my wife, my ex-wife, another can of Sheba cat food, the microwave, because more and more of these housewives are cooking microwavable food for a husband, and the kid gets the good stuff.
So she's cooking the microwave is only for the husband's food because the kid gets what?
Well, the kid gets a Cornish game hen that is rotisserie, baked fish, but the microwave stuff you and I eat.
Well, speak for yourself, okay?
All right, I'll speak for myself. The video games that the kid has got to have and the mother allows the child to play. More and more women, Phil, sitting at home, surfing the net, or getting into chat rooms while they're sipping another screwdriver. Let me tell you, Miss Henry, the memories are flooding back for me now of my third marriage. My wife did a lot of that.
I'm beginning to gather that that's what it is. So it's a personal thing for you? Your wife was sitting, sipping a screwdriver, surfing the net?
It's difficult for a man to understand another man when he's been through this, but I'm trying to make this personal for everyone.
Tell me, what happened? You're talking about your third marriage?
My third marriage, yes. My wife did a lot of that, sucking megawatt after megawatt. And there was nothing I could do about it. Do you know what it's like to come home to a woman parked on a sofa talking for hours on a cordless telephone? That takes electricity, my friend. And all the things I've mentioned, if you could force every stay-at-home woman in America to go without these extravagances, the energy you would save would be enough to power the entire Earth. That means every home on Earth for a 3-year period.
My God.
That's right.
All right, what are the solutions?
Well, I think the men are the key. They can't allow their wives to stay at home and run appliances. When you leave the house in the morning, make sure they are leaving with you. They'll try and stay at home by having a baby. And if that is the case, cut them off sexually. Don't have sex with them.
Since when is does the power industry, the electrical industry, begin to give advice on when to have sex? You know?
That's the extent of the problem, see. Because the at-home use of electricity is what strains the grid.
All right, well, the at-home use of electricity strains the grid, but again, we keep going back to the initial problem that we were talking about, and that was the utility plants.
And that is a big problem, but right now, I think we have to get through this summer.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Gina on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm really concerned with the caller you just had, the way he refers to women as the problem of our utilities.
Yeah.
I definitely do not believe that's what the problem is.
Well, I'm not saying, Gina, that is the entire problem. I'm saying that is a significant percentage of the problem, where we have a booming economy, a lot of stay-at-home women.
Do you believe there are stay-at-home men?
I do believe there are stay-at-home men.
Okay.
It was difficult for me to fathom that in my own life, because I would come home, and I'm just speaking for myself now, and see my wife literally sucking megawatt after megawatt with the kid in the pool and all of the nonsense.
But you have completely insulted many, many women.
A lot of women,
by the way you're referring to women.
Well, when you refer to her and it.
Her and it. A child is a child. Maybe
child.
You don't have children in your life.
That is right. That is the child. And you're absolutely right, and I misspoke.
Okay, women take this very sensitive.
Well, what about the comment that the electric garage door is going up and down as they go to the market for another bottle of vodka?
It's no different than the man coming home from work that has to lift the garage door.
The man comes home from work once, and he leaves for work once.
Well, what about the men that come home for lunch?
The wife is constantly leaving for another run to Liquor Barn.
But for you,
But here we go again with you. The wife is running off to Liquor Barn. If your wife had a drinking problem,
I'm not even saying my wife had a drinking problem.
But you're referring to women as alcoholics running off to get vodka.
No, I'm saying that the stay-at-home women are utilizing the electricity in the home to the extent that it is pressuring the grid. From my own personal experience, yes, my wife would sit Mary and surf the net. And
was your wife an alcoholic?
I wouldn't say that. It just frustrated. It bothered me that she was at home having fun, and I was at work starting up a magazine.
But that's something you chose to allow for her. Am I correct? You allowed that for her.
I had no choice. She had it. I mean, the kid.
What, she could not work? She could not take the child to
she
daycare?
She was able to manipulate me into thinking that she could not work. That is correct, yeah.
Okay, well, you definitely...
She manipulated me.
Well, look, what I've heard here so far is your wife was sitting at home, the garage door going up and down as she went out for another bottle of vodka. She's drinking screwdrivers, surfing the net.
And
I wish
and
that
also,
was true.
Well,
I really wish that was true.
It was true in my life, Gina, and I'm not saying it's true in your life, Gina. I would never presuppose that. I don't know. I haven't heard from your husband, but I will give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you don't do that. But there are a lot of women who do.
What about the people that work at home and have in-home businesses?
Well, what about?
I mean, does that not concern you?
If my uncle had wheels and pedals, he'd be a bicycle. We're talking about reality.
Reality is the women are not the destruction of utilities.
Well, the reality is I edit a... Are you telling me my business now?
Well, apparently you're telling us what women do and do not do.
I'm telling you that we've been able to track the loss of megawatts and power from the grid by women sitting at home, constantly going in and out of the refrigerator, losing electricity from the freezer to get ice for their G&T.
Well, why can't you refer to people rather than women?
Yeah,
why
what about
so...
all men?
Because it's not all... Now what's happening, Mr. Henry, is you're beginning to anger me, you and the caller.
Why are we angering you?
You're
simply...
Us.
You're saying she's going into the refrigerator for another G&T. What is with the
I'm collecting my thoughts.
Do you have days off during the week ever?
I beg pardon?
Do you ever have days off during the week and go home?
Do I have day? No, I do not. I don't know what world you live in, Gina, but I go to work in the morning and I come home in the evening. That means the garage door goes up twice. Not 16 times as my wife is running off. Tommy Burger.
I have a question for you. When she's running off, she's running off, she's running off for your family, for you. Am I correct?
No, she's not. Apparently you don't listen too good. She's
no.
off getting vodka at Liquor Barn.
All right, look. Thank you, Gina. A lot of broad statements.
Well, Mr. Henry,
Sorry, I apologize to the caller. Some people can't get it out. They can't spit it out with the And these people, there's a self-importance about this guy that's bugging me. All right, that's Herb Sewell. He's the editor of Progress on the Move. What kind of a name for a magazine is that? Progress on the Move. Oh, I got one here. Progress Standing Still. And he's talking about the number one drain on utilities today and the reason for rolling blackouts is because there are a lot of stay-at-home women using the utilities a lot, using the electricity in the house a lot, including the garage door going up and down, which I wouldn't maybe argue with him about if he hadn't said it's because it's going up and down for another run to Liquor Barn. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now, Bill Hendry.
They say they want to work, but once they get a taste of staying at home, Phil, they enjoy it so much that they would prefer to stay at home.
Women who are staying at home with children.
That is correct. And once they're staying at home with the children, then they are using utilities. And I mean all utilities. They're sitting in the attic looking at old pictures, inviting the pool boy in for lemonade. You mentioned a bingo party your wife had the other night. All of the card playing. And this adds up.
All right. Well, if a woman's staying at home, how do you get her out of there? You said don't let her have another baby.
You absolutely must put your foot down and not allow these women to have more children, to give them the excuse to stay at home and run the utilities, whether it's just going into a room and turning the light switch on and off.
What woman would go into a room and turn the light switch on and off?
I'll tell you, my wife was born in a very impoverished family, so the idea of electricity in the home was unique.
Well, did they have an outhouse? Was she from another word?
She was from a rural area. That is correct. and all of that.
You know, I got to tell you, your is starting to drive me out of my mind.
Well, I'll try to get to the point a little bit better.
That would be great. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Carolyn now. Carolyn, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you.
Yes,
ma'am. I was on my way home. I've never called your show before, but I couldn't stand it. I have never heard such absurdity in my life. Sir, you must have been treated by a mother, be put in a back room and never let out. I mean, your hate toward women, especially stay-at-home mothers, and especially children. I mean, you're part of that leftist group out there in California that, I would take issue with you, sir.
Uh-huh.
Instead of the stay-at-home moms you're blaming because you had terrible marriages, no wonder they all left you.
Well, I understand, Phil, the lady's anger.
Oh, I am very angry.
But you're killing the messenger for the message is not the answer. Now, can I ask you where you're calling from?
What does that make a difference?
My wife grew up in a rural area.
Well, I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, that's a major metropolitan. Well, it's larger than most areas.
Atlanta's a big city. It's a big city.
All right. But my wife came from a rural area. And the idea of actually having a place in the house to go to the bathroom, for instance, was astounding. It was almost as if she'd learned about landing on the moon.
What has that got to do with anything, though, sir?
That's very distracting. If you would stop doing that, Mr. Sewell.
My comment to you, sir, is that my daughter has two children. She's a stay-at-home mom. She worked and put her husband through medical school. She wants to stay home and raise her children. She does not drink. She doesn't run in and out, turning the things on and off.
Does she go in and turn light switches on and off? Because
I don't
she's
know
fascinated
she's,
by. I don't know if she has a rural background. Is all I'm asking.
Let's safe
was
to say
born
that
in a major city.
All right, a major
that
city.
Make any,
so what do you say?
I find that a lot of women from rural backgrounds will go into a room and turn the light switch on and off, and go, "Holy God, you know, look at that."
Well, sir, you know what?
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
I was born in northern Mississippi. Guess what? Guess what? My husband commends me because when I leave a room, I do turn the lights off.
But do you turn around and go turn it back on again just to see how it works?
Of course not. What idiot would do that?
What do you mean, what idiot would do that to turn around and see if the light switch goes back on again?
A fascination with the technology.
You know,
and northern Mississippi, that's stretching all limits of credulity. And you're telling me that the first time you squatted, it was over something porcelain?
You know something, Mr. Sewell, you got a magazine, and I understand that.
What was rude about that? I'm very curious.
The first time she squatted over something, it was porcelain.
Was it or was it wooden? Because that tells a lot.
That happens to be none of your business what my background is, but you know what? I'm telling you what, it's amazing that the California and the leftists like you have not fallen into the sea with your idiocy.
I will tell you this. There is a very high incidence of stay-at-home women who go back and forth to the freezer getting ice. Can I ask you what that's for?
So you don't have any proof that they're using and putting it in vodka.
But why would they go back and forth getting ice?
For a cold drink.
Nobody drinks that much Diet Coke. No one drinks that much lemonade. Well,
I don't drink Diet Coke. I'm not part of the in crowd, sir. I drink water from the tap, sir. Does that bother you? I have never been so angry in a phone call in my life. You are the most insulting subhuman I have ever talked to.
I'm just simply asking. When you first wiped, was it the page from a...
Okay, that's...
Oh, sir.
What? This is a study between rural and rural...
No, I'm going to interrupt him, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
There is an agenda here. There's an agenda to do away with children.
I suspect that there is an agenda, an anti-family agenda,
that's
and
exactly
couching
right.
it in the energy crisis.
You think I'm a retard?
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry.
We'll
is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Herb Sewell is with me. He's the editor of Progress on the Move. The number one cause of the energy, the strain on the grid for energy this summer in states like California, states like Arizona, stay-at-home women, stay-at-home moms. You had a story?
I did, Phil. A story from my third marriage. My wife, who was a stay-at-home mom because she had this kid that she said I was the father of.
Jeez, what did she said I was the father of? There's a lot of bitterness here. Okay.
I don't see that.
My wife, the stay-at-home mom, because she had this kid that she said I was the father of. Are you sure you're not going down this road because you've got a problem with your ex-wife?
May I finish my story?
Yeah, you can finish your story, but it just seems to me like you have a problem with her.
As I was saying, my wife would bring women over for these flower arranging parties and show them how the trash compactor worked by putting one ice house beer can in there and turning it on.
It sounded to me like you had a real simple-minded wife.
I beg pardon?
Sounded to me like you had a real simple-minded wife. She's saying, hey, watch how the trash compactor works.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. But I had to put up with this for years. And we would run regularly $600 a month utility bills.
Well, that's out of this world. I mean, it's insane. Couldn't you educate her? Don't turn the lights on and off?
I would say to her, here's how the lights work. See? On. See the pretty light?
Well, it sounds like you probably condescended to this woman, and that's probably the thing that got her really angry. Here's Jeanette on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Good afternoon.
I would thank you, Mr. Henry, not to analyze my marriage.
Hello, I am...
Go ahead.
Yes, hello, are you listening?
I'm listening to the lady, yes.
Okay, hi. I'm just calling to let you know that we stay-at-home moms do not sit in the pool all day drinking lemonade with ice, and we don't keep going to the ice maker and getting ice, or we don't...
You speak for all stay-at-home moms?
Do you? You don't speak for all...
Tracking,
how the heck do you know what
I
you
am
do?
Tracking at-home energy use and the energy that is coming from freezer doors being opened.
Oh, get off it. You know what? When I was working, I used a heck of a lot more electricity than I ever do now.
Because that was a business utility, Jeanette.
No. I'm talking about the at-home. You're talking about blow dryers and curling irons
I'm talking
irons
about
and all
blow
that.
Dryers. And if I weren't more of a gentleman, I'd mention a few other electrically powered devices.
Oh, get off that, it.
Oh, come on. They're battery-operated anyway.
Most of them are used with an AC wall outlet. And this is part and part. I'm not saying that all of the energy problems we have been caused by stay-at-home women who have this this need to keep going back to Liquor Barn. And
that's the fifth time you've mentioned going back to Liquor Barn and the garage door going up and down.
I'm not saying it's all of them. I'm saying that it is exacerbated by these women.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What's up with the...
I'm trying to formulate a thought. It is an idiosyncrasy of my speech. I apologize.
Well, it seems extremely exaggerated. Here is Sonia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Sonia?
Yes.
Hi, go ahead, Sonia.
Can I ask a question, Phil?
Yeah.
How many of these women that I'm speaking with are stay-at-home moms?
Well, let's ask Sonia. Are you a stay-at-home mom, Sonia?
Yes, I am a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. That's the second one, because Jeanette was, too.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to make a comment that you're making blatant... Don't... While
just
I'm
stop
talking,
it with
please.
That, okay? Just let the lady talk.
Uh-huh.
I just want to make a comment that you're making blanket statements about home mothers, and you're forgetting the fact that I'm making a sacrifice to stay home with my children, not to have two incomes, because I want to raise them myself, make sure they're raised properly in a home where there's supervision, where I can make sure they have...
Uh-huh.
Values and a drain on the grid. Give me a break.
This is all part of life. You're staying at home. You're using electricity. If you are using electricity, and there are more and more of you doing that, it obviously is pressuring an already pressured grid. Now the power plant's not being built. That's the main problem. But it is exacerbated by women, and I won't include you in this, Sonia, because I don't know you. But there are a number of women And Mr. Henry didn't want me to go here, but a lot of these vibrators are used...
Well, you, come on, man. Be a freaking real person here, okay? Vibrators?
They plug them into a wall.
Actually, you can get them with batteries, sir.
I know that, but you can plug them into the wall. And sitting in a hot tub with a pool boy, you call that a sacrifice?
I don't have a pool,
thank you. Well, I'm not saying you. I'm saying the ones who do.
Actually, all my friends that are staying at home, they don't have a pool either.
Sitting
We're
in a hot
saving
tub?
Saving the planet.
Saving the planet for so that what happens? I'm not
I'm saving the planet because I'm raising my children to be responsible adults.
Uh-huh. You hope. And what
they're going to be, sir.
All right,
they're
so
going to be. You know what they're going to be? They're going to be taking care of you when you're 80 and picking your nose in the nursing home.
Sonia, I don't really want... I'll be self-sufficient. I will have a man taking care
They're going to be taking care of you and me when we're old and too old to take care of ourselves.
You,
my children will be there because they're morally responsible.
You know,
I'm
going
to see to it because I am staying home with them
I
to
love
ensure
this phrase,
that.
Saving
they
the
are
planet.
The future.
Saving the planet from what? Little green men? I think
no, they're saving the planet from freaks
what?
Like you.
Oh, well, you know what? I won't need your help. You can tell your children I don't want them anywhere near me, all right?
Oh, believe me, I wouldn't want my children to go with 100 yards of you
all
because
right, then,
I would get a restraining order because I would be in fear of their lives.
That makes both of us happy, and just try to keep the light switches from going on and off.
All right.
Oh, that's
Thank
not
you.
A problem.
All right. Do you not like people? Is that it, Mr. Sewell?
I love people. I don't like irresponsible women spitting out babies and then turning all the lights on in the house as they try to find a ball they lost.
Yeah, okay. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Grace on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I grew up in a rural-type area without electricity.
All right.
And we had to carry water from about three or four blocks areas in
the
buckets to drink and wash.
Uh-huh.
And I graduated from high school. I went and took tests with three men that had engineering degrees, and I came in second in the four. And I climbed the poles for Southwestern Bell with your utilities that you're talking about. I made Look Magazine.
You what?
And I could only have one child that lived, and you are mistreating women terrible. I've worked like a dog all my life.
Well,
I helped build cars for General Motors.
Calls.
You haven't ever got off your butt to do any physical work. All you can say is,
That's right. You got it, Grace.
You can't speak English. And in a full sentence without breaking it, you better have learned how to use commas.
Exactly.
And learn English and quit mistreating women that are raising these children to make up the new government these families will have.
Well, I have a question.
You are a very rude man.
Well, I'm speaking
Goodbye.
The truth.
What was your question? She hung up.
I wanted to know what the first thing she squatted over was, porcelain, wood, or a flesh stick.
Okay, you are out of here. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It's really fun here during the during our breaks to screen the show. This show is more fun to screen, I think, than any other show because we've got it down so good, you know. And this show is a show that more people try to get on, I think, than any other show in terms of trying to get past their screening process. And yeah, we screen. Some guys have shows they're proud they don't screen them, but I've never been able to understand that. Hey, we go screenless. Great. So you just put any crap on the air, in other words.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Just want to be clear on that. It sounded like that, man. I just want to make sure that's what you intended to do. So we screened the hell out of the show. And, you know, we get a lot of these cranks and stuff. It was interesting because Mike just mentioned to me there are a lot of people who called this show early on and didn't get what we do and then got it and they still call the show now trying to get on and trying to be a part of it. And we just don't want anybody. There's no actors allowed on this show except for me. This is the only actor we allow behind the microphones here. Does it sound egotistical? If it sounds self-serving, narcissistic, put any label you want on it, you know, shove it. That's how we do it. Now, when I was in Miami, it was interesting. We get cranked on the air regularly from people, you know. One guy called every day and would say, I don't know what it was, monkey crap or something, you know, every day. Some cat called one of the other hosts on the show, on the station, and said, called him fat ass, I remember. And we had Star 69 on our talk lines. Now, this is, I've never experienced this at any other radio station I've ever been at, where we could Star 69 a crank caller right off the bat from the talk line and do it on the air. And we did it. And so this guy calls up and says, hey, fat ass, and hangs up, right? So the host, Star 69's the dude on the air. Phone rings. The answer is
Dr. Smith's office.
It's the freaking doctor during the lunch hour crank calling a talk show. Oh, my God. It was hysterical. And then shortly thereafter, we got a memo from the GM saying you are to cease and desist this Star 69ing people on the air. It represents a torturous business practice, blah, 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 blah. And we stopped. But I thought what was so funny about that is some cat cranks the show, then we Star 69 back and crank him, and then he complains to management.
Hey, who's people calling me up, man?
People who make obscene phone calls or crank calls to radio shows or whatever, any people who play those kind of phone games, they've discovered that these people, many of them, work with a telephone for a living. So if there are people out there making these obscene calls, they're near a phone during the day. And a lot of them work for these what are called bucket shops, these people that do sales, marketing, via the phone, or what is otherwise known as telemarketing. So they'll call up and say, good afternoon, sir. I'm calling from Peabody and Associates. Are you interested in a pen and pencil set today? No, I'm not. Screw you. Okay, thank you. And they take a lot of abuse. They take a lot of abuse. They have people hanging up on them. It must be a very, very frustrating job. And so it builds up and it builds up the frustration, and they're very anonymous and they're very sort of powerless in their job. So in order to get back, to get some power back, they make these phone calls. And they've busted a lot of these guys that do those jobs for a living making obscene phone calls, like on their lunch hour or just in the middle of the day. Because it's kind of a powerless gig to have, you know. And I've often felt bad the way I've treated some people to call a house, you know. Hi, sir. I'm calling from the, you know, Chatty Cathy Doll Company. Would you like to bug off? Okay. Thank you. A friend of mine was involved in developing the demon dialer, which is the thing that dials a phone automatically. He developed a demon dialing system for his company, and he says every time he gets a phone call at dinner, he curses the very day that he did that, that he developed the, because he knows that he was responsible for these calls that you get, you know, at home. So that's how it works, and it's really kind of cool. And what was that one guy calling you and telling you to do, Mike, suck something with a flavor straw out of some part of your body? A crazy straw, yeah. So that's a lot of fun. Okay, it's now time for another episode of How Phil Blew His Diet This Past Weekend. Yes, each weekend I just blow the diet right out of the water. Now, tomorrow's weigh-in day, and I've been on the bike this week in a very stringent manner. I have a life cycle, which, by the way, thanks a lot, life cycle. We called your headquarters in Irvine and asked where we could get another seat, and you guys couldn't be less interested. I'm sorry, we couldn't get them to call us back, but we love your product, and I guess I'm just going to have to buy something else because I need a new bicycle seat for the life cycle because I'm going to have to be out there looking for bicycle seats. What kind of trouble is that going to put me in? Okay. First of all, my wife made lemon bars with the thick meringue icing. I had four of those.
Ooh, ow.
Yeah. Then I had four of those, and then we made ranch dressing dip with potato chips. I ate a bag. And then I had several beers, but I usually do that, so who's counting? And then I had Rocky Road ice cream with Mystic Mints shoved into the ice cream in the bowl. Also, I had those fudge-covered graham crackers and those chocolate-covered marshmallow cookies. I bought both those packages myself, and I was the only one to eat them because the kids think they suck. And then I roasted marshmallows with the kids and made s'mores out of them. You know what a s'more is? That's chocolate, marshmallow, and graham cracker. We roasted those. I ate 60. Then I had a bowl of spaghetti and meat sauce and three glasses of the house Chianti. And that's how I screwed my diet six ways to sunset this past... What do you want me to be, religious about it? 228 and holding. No, I gotta have a life. You know, there's somebody around here who is, don't want to mention any names, Amir, but she's saying to me, well, I gotta cut the booze out of the weekend. No, you gotta have a life. All this crap about I'm gonna go on a diet and the first thing that goes is booze, you're nuts. So, in other words, the first thing that goes is your happiness. The first thing that goes is your life. The first thing that goes is any joy in your life. When you go on a diet, let's make sure we flush all the joy, the happiness, the actual thrill at being alive completely out of your life. First thing that's going, sex and booze, gone. All right, that's a hell of a diet. No, you can't do that, and I won't do that, and I refuse to do it. Last night, well, I don't drink on a school night, but during the weekend, you know, a couple of balls, just to, a couple of high balls, hit them a long way. Nothing wrong with that. And then I just blast the whole thing out, and during the week, I struggle to get back, and that's why I'm jammed at this 228. See, I got to get down. Here's the other thing. I got to get down to 205. People look at me, they say, you must be nuts. You're skinny enough already. My wife keeps talking about how skinny my face is. Crap like that. Strange things. Things that scare me. Doo-doo. You want to know what scares me? That. So I said, I forget what I said, but in any event, we're going on this cruise. We're taking the kids on this Disney cruise at the end of June. It's going to cost me $8 million, and I ain't going on that like a fat tub of guts, so that's why I'm losing this weight. And the kids say, you'll really like it, except one of the pools is full of kid pee. Oh, great. What the hell are you talking about? Well, yeah, we went on it last year. Uh-huh. And one of the small pools of the kids pee in it. How do you know that? It's green. It's not green because a kid pee. It's green because it's green. No, it looked like pee. They're not going to let you go in a pool full of pee. Get out of here. Well, no, we want to use the adult pool. No, you're not going to be using no adult pool. That's for the adults. One of the kids ran up like a $100 tab in what he called the Espen bar. I said, what's that? The Espen bar? How do you spell it? ESPN? It's called the ESPN bar. And he was up there drinking virgin margaritas and crap, sitting with all these dudes betting hockey, and he's going, who's playing? You know, and he's got, ah, the Devils. I'll get down to 205 by the time of the cruise, and after all of the buffets, I'll get back to about, what do you figure, 285, after that captain's dinner or whatever the hell that is. So that's what we're going to do at the end of the month. It ought to be a lot of fun. We're going to fly into Orlando, then take a bus, get on the boat, throw up, go to St. Martin's. Is that the U.S. Virgin Islands? What is that? We're going to go to St. Thomas. That's it. St. Thomas, and is that U.S. or is that British or is that some foreign land? What is that, Craig? I thought you were Caribbean savvy, man. As long as we ain't going to the Bahamas, that's fine by me. I've been to the Bahamas about a half a dozen times. It's still just like Tijuana. Thank you, but no thanks. This has been Phil Hendry trashing the Bahamas on Travelogue. That's what you find in the Bahamas, a lot of that. Yeah, all over the street. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.